You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
A te marie e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the 95 BFM breakfast show this morning, and we're chatting with Rachel down in Ototahi about Model Home's brand new single. Kia ora, Rachel, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, very good, thanks. I'm stoked to talk to you guys about this new release because it sort of hits a very angsty, earnest nerve that I think we're all feeling a little bit about the state of trying to live in Aotearoa at the moment. Tell us a wee bit about Model Home. What's your preoccupation with the state of living here?
Well, so Ototahi obviously hit by an earthquake 12 years ago. And I think those of us who have an optimistic way about us, we're really excited about what that meant for the city in terms of the way living would change.
Yeah.
And so obviously the earthquake was tragic. It took out lives, it took out, you know, livelihoods, all that sort of stuff. It's awful. But it did give us a blank slate, and I sort of thought 12 to 15 years later, things might be a little bit more positive than they are.
Yes.
So essentially, there's some companies here, I think they are probably nationwide, but specifically their names are pretty big here, and they are building homes. I'm pro high-density housing. I think it's an important thing.
In yeah, shout-outs. Very important.
Big time. Like, that's what we need for our city centre to thrive. But the quality of the houses that are being built are subpar to keep it PC. And so we were speaking with some friends who were on some of the projects building them, and one of them was like, look, this is just going to be like, by 2031 these houses are going to be leaky and like awful. The quality is really, really low.
It's grim when you've got the builder being like, this is not good.
you look at the situation, you're like, 10 years? You're giving it 10 years?
Yeah.
So the frustration is immense. And then, so I live in the city centre, and they knocked down this beautiful villa across the road that was probably, you know, not savable. And I sort of thought, oh, I hope a company that is going to do something cool goes over there. But no, it's made out of paper and plastic, and you know, like it's awful, and it is an eyesore, but that's okay. Eyesore is fine. You know, you move into the city centre, you get what you're given.
Yeah.
But like, oh my goodness. I just like the quality of living for families and people who are trying to kind of make it work, especially with the state of like capitalism, you know, globally, but especially in here in Aotearoa, it's been a pretty crazy 10 years.
You got to think there's better solutions than this, aren't there? You know, and I think
there really is.
Listening to this track, I was really struck by that feeling as well. It's very earnest. It's got a kind of hopefulness to it as well, which I think kind of all Model Home songs have. I think that earnestness results in a bit of hope, like, you know, you got to believe in something a little bit better. But how did the process of actually writing this track come about, obviously channeling these big frustrations?
So this track was an interesting we recorded it roundhead in Tamaki Makaurau, and we were really stuck on this song, and then so we added some gang vocals, and we had to kind of learn how to write. It's got quite a weird phrasing at the end. It's 12 bars instead of 16.
Yeah.
And so that was challenging, but it all came together really fast when we threw the gang vocals in there and got the guys from Carb on Carb to come in, and we were all like, "What are we mad about?"
Yeah.
what are we mad about? We're mad about the state of living in Ototahi.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it we wrote it kind of the day before we recorded it, and I think that's why we put it out as our first single, because it's got quite an urgent energy.
Yeah, totally.
It's new to us, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that feeling is a really strong line in the sand to start from when you're releasing an album as well. What's the general kaupapa, or the, I guess, the concepts, the feelings that you're working with for the rest of the record that we're going to hear from you guys?
Well, the themes that have come through are really around living and housing. So the emotional bond to where you're from, the emotional bond to, you know, the brick and mortar that you live in, and also the getting between places that you stay. So I'm a big fan of thinking a lot while I'm driving. And so there's a lot about driving. There's a lot about kind of DIY home renovation and feeling a bit stuck and all that kind of thing. Yeah. It's very like I just turned 30.
I'm sure a lot of people will be like, I might need this record in my life.
Well, look, you talk about earnestness. I think it's important to write about what you know. And that's what I know. That's what we're, you know, that's what we're doing with our lives on a day to day. So Sean's just bought a house. He's our drummer and done it up. And then our bassist, Tom, he's owned his own home for a couple of years and he's, you know, in the homemaking process. It's the same for all of us, really.
Yeah, and it's such a human thing to just want somewhere to put some roots down and you know, have a place that can be your space, that you can be a bit sort of comfortable and relaxed in. And as you said, it's such a difficult reality in Aotearoa that's not necessarily always so straightforward, eh?
Oh, it's mad. I was talking to someone yesterday about the state of teachers in schools and things, and he was saying his kids don't really get taught punctuation. I was like, why are you worried about punctuation when your kids aren't going to be able to afford a home? Like, you know, punctuation's really important, don't get me wrong, but like...
On the sliding scale,
Yeah, let's focus on the important stuff here. Like, it was very odd. Yeah, it's... I try not to be doom and gloom about it, but it is really, really hard to kind of keep your head up a lot of the time.
Yeah, and I think this is a song that people will take a lot of heart in. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the record as well. I'm also very envious of anyone who is tuned in from Ototahi because you are playing a very cool gig this weekend at Space Academy with Sports Dreams and Pickle Darling and Only You. What a lovely collection of mates and artists to be collaborating with.
Yeah, I think you get to an age when you've been doing music for however long where you only want to play with nice people.
Yeah, nice.
And we've just collected some of the nicest people. I'm so excited.
Lovely. You just got to have lovely friends. I think we should spin this new song, Rachel. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Can't wait to hear more from the forthcoming Model Home record. Have a really lovely rest of your day.
Will do. Thank you so much for having me.
Think about it.
Model Home from Ototahi with Leaky Home Simulator 2031. That is a brand new track from them. Just came out at the end of last week via Papaiti Records. Had a few good songs from Papaiti this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.